Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, August 25th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Donald Trump surrendered at a county jail in Georgia to answer charges that he operated a criminal enterprise to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 electoral victory in the state. It was the fourth time this year Trump had to present himself to authorities to face criminal charges, though in this case he became the first former U.S. president to have his mugshot taken. The surrender was a largely procedural step, with Trump having agreed to a consent bond to be released immediately on certain conditions. Trump, who denies any wrongdoing, hasn't yet entered a plea in the Georgia case. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis has said she wants defendants to be arraigned early next month. We're exclusively reporting that Saudi Arabia is considering a Chinese bid to build a nuclear power plant in the kingdom. Saudi officials acknowledged that exploring the issue with Beijing was a way to pressure Washington to compromise on its conditions for U.S. help in developing a civilian nuclear program. The U.S. has said such aid is contingent on the Saudis agreeing to non-proliferation conditions related to the kingdom's uranium, requirements that are not sought by China. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said Beijing would continue to cooperate with Riyadh in civil nuclear energy while abiding by international non-proliferation rules. And Maui County is suing Hawaiian Electric, alleging that the utility's power lines caused the recent wildfires on the island, including the one that devastated the town of Lahaina, killing at least 115 people. Authorities say some 1,000 people are still unaccounted for. Maui is seeking unspecified civil damages to cover losses to public infrastructure, environmental damage, and other costs. A Hawaiian Electric representative said the company is disappointed that Maui chose a, quote, litigious path while the investigation is still unfolding. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly lower, and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged higher ahead of a reading on consumer sentiment due out this morning. And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is scheduled to speak at the central bank's annual symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.